Yeah, driver. It'll pull right out. Pull down by a couple clips, or I know it's up there invisible. Most motherboards have it. Unless you're dealing with a laptop, and then you got to go and buy a battery for the laptop, or I've done several of those. All right, very good. Well, I'm on D-Star on the repeater, so hopefully it sounds okay. I just got done rebuilding it and putting it back to normal. I am trying to learn something here with DMR. I don't know if you know anything about the read writes, but I need to, I want to disable time slot 2 for Brandmeister, but it looks like I'm going to have to go to time slot 2 for Brandmeister and time slot 1 for XLX. But I don't want the information passed through because it won't disconnect on a 4000, and I don't know what's going on. I've read a lot of documentation about the read writes, but it's a DMR read write thing, and I gotta tell you, it's very complicated to do from time slot 1 to time slot 2. It doesn't mean they're linked together. It just means that they have pass-throughs, and I want to obsolete that and turn it off. Or one time slot got to go because the other side's for XLX. But anyway, I'm just thinking out loud and trying to make it a little bit more manageable. I was trying to use WPSD software on it, but I noticed some other problems, so I went direct to the controller software, which works way better than it did. So anyway, I just wanted to know how the audio sounds on D-Star from the repeater.